What is the meaning of an ordination? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is the meaning of an ordination? Now, many people want to be ordained as a minister. They want to have a church, and they want to help other people, and help other people, and help other people, and help other people. Well, what we share with people is that there is no other person to help. We are ordained as a minister of ourself. We're ordained as a minister of our own indwelling self, because the temple of the living God is where we live, and we live in it. It's a church, it's a temple, and we live in it, and therefore, as we live in it, we should live in it as a divine, wonderful being, as someone who's very special. Now, when Dr. Ernest Holmes was head of the United Church of Religious Science, there were many people who would walk down the halls, and he knew many of the studying students who were readying themselves for ordination or various other things. And I tell the story that one day he's walking down the hall as he came out of his office, and he bumped into this very charming girl, and he said to her, "You're a Marlene, aren't you?" She said, "Yes." "How are you coming with your course?" "Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it." She says, "I am so eager to be a minister." She says, "I have so many people I want to work with." She says, "But mostly I want to work with myself. Mostly I want to be myself and I want to have fun. But the thing is, I got lots of friends out there who want to join me on my fun trip of being myself." And he says, "Well, you're ready to be a minister right now." And he says, "I ordain you as a minister of the Church of Religious Science right now, right there in the hall." And he didn't check with the administration or anybody else. What he did, and he was the authority to do it. And so this lady turned out to be a very fine minister. Well, what is it that makes a minister? What is it that really makes a minister? Well, number one, it's being yourself and having fun. Number two, it's being yourself and having fun. And number three, it's being yourself and having fun. Now, if you violate any of those three rules, you're out of business. Because if you're a minister and you're not being yourself and having fun, then nobody is getting any value from what you're sharing with them. What is it that a minister shares with people? The minister shares the word of God with people. Oh, he does? My God. Every minister knows God? Oh, you bet, personally. Well, maybe I want to become minister too then. I'd like to know God too. Well, you do. I do. Nobody can see God and live. Isn't that what we're told? No one can ever know God. God is too great, too wonderful, too magnificent to be known. Well, that's true. Nobody knows God the way people think they're supposed to know God. But do you feel happy when you see a little child smile? Mm-hmm. When a puppy comes up and rubs against you, do you just have to reach down and pet him? Mm-hmm. When someone says a kind thing to you, do you just bubble up inside like melted butter and you just feel so good? And you want to say something back, but you know that you can't because that's not the way it's done, you know? Each inspirational act must be on its own inspiration, not caused by something else. It must be by itself. So, my goodness, I mean, then really I can know God? But no, you cannot know God. I will say that to you categorically. You cannot know God. No one can know God, because you are God, and you cannot even know yourself. Have you the slightest idea what goes on in your head? I mean, you've seen pictures of your brain, and you've seen brain scans of people, and all the stuff that's going on in there is absolutely amazing. And can you imagine when you eat? Well, here, I was thinking of a snake the other day. As I was walking along the path, I saw a path where a snake had gone over the path. And I thought, he's a big boy. He must have just caught himself a rabbit or something, you know. And big old rabbit, baby rabbit. And my goodness sakes, he eats the baby rabbit whole. Then inside of his body, he has the ability to digest that which is digestible. He digests the meat and so forth. He doesn't take the bile. He doesn't take those things that have poisons in it that could hurt him. He just passes that right out through. If you ever see an animal that has eaten another animal, they just let those things go by the way. And birds, likewise. And they have an inner wisdom. Now, where do they get that wisdom? That's God. That's their God self. Their God self is telling them how to digest these things. You do too. You eat too much of something and your body says, yuck, you know. And you eat too little of something and your body says, help, you know. Or whatever you choose to do. Your body has a superior intelligence. And that's nothing compared to the universal intelligence that God is in you. If we choose to call upon that universal intelligence, that universal God awareness that we are, my goodness. Yeah. What does it mean to be ordained? To be ordained means you live in A-W-E. You live in the state of A-W-E all the time. You live in the state of awe, in the state of majesty, in the state of recognition of something so great inside of you that you're just beginning to understand what it is, just beginning to know what it is, just beginning to feel what it is. And you say to yourself, my goodness sakes, whoo-wee-hoo, you know. Now, I'm going to give you a test. This is a test that every student minister has, and it takes them a lifetime to pass it. And the test is, can I live every moment of my life in unconditional love? Can I live every moment of my life in unconditional love? No judgment, you know, no possession, no manipulation, no control, loving everything just the way it is. You love the broken branch on the tree as much as you love the straight branch. You love the cloudless sky as you love the cloud sky. You love a person who's got nothing wrong with them at all. They're just as healthy as can be, as well as you love the person who's got a bunch of experiences that they're working their way through, you know? Now, are these people evil who have experiences that are not pleasant? No. Are people evil who have illnesses? No, hardly. Are people evil who are unlike the divine God? Well, there's no one unlike the divine God. I only say this to you, you who are candidates for being ministers of yourself. If you are a divine minister, if you are a unconditionally loving minister, you will be very kind. First, you look at yourself and you'll see how wonderful you are. And then you look at all the world and you'll see them as a reflection of your own purity, your own goodness, your own majesty. And when you do that, you will not see one thing in the world needing to be improved. You will not see one nation at war, not one individual in conflict. And you know what will happen? Tension, anxiety, and what's the other one?
Possession.
Tension and anxiety and there's another word that goes with it.
But, judgment. Hmm? Judgment.
Yeah, but I had...
Fear.
Well, something like that. But tension and anxiety. Fear might be fitted very well. But there will be no tension or anxiety anywhere in the world. And you know what would happen when there's no tension and no anxiety? That's what the doctors tell us. The leading cause, if not the cause, of death is tension and anxiety. So if there's no tension and anxiety, there'll be no death.
Yeah, right.
And can you imagine a world in which there's no death?
Sure.
And Sylvie, what did you read from your scientific paper the other day?
Well, that a scientist in genealogy
gynecology.
Said that it's possible to be 1,000 years, and that and that people is that person who will be 1,000 years old is already living, because every person 40 or under has the possibility to be that old.
Every person 40 years or under has the possibility of living to the age of 100. And they also have the possibility of living to the age of 1,000. It's all a matter of whether they choose to live in that consciousness. Now, it said accident or suicide would be the only things that might take them away from living that long. But what's the other aspect of living that long that is very important?
Attitude.
Living in a healthy body, which is attitude. If you are living in a healthy body, it's fun to live.
Right.
But if you're not living in a healthy body, it's no fun to live. So, we live in a healthy body. Now, to me, this is what a minister should do. Be himself and have fun. A minister should be a living example of what he believes, or she believes. And that living example of what you believe is that I am immortal, and I am unconditional love, and I like me. And so it is. Now, are you ready to be that kind of minister?
Yep.
If you are, the field is wide open. It's going to close in very quickly, though, because people are going to catch on to this. And they're going to realize that their attitude makes all the difference in the world of whether they live a happy now and forever or not. It's your choice. It's my choice. So have a lovely day, and know that I see each of you as a glorified, glorious, fantastic minister of the divine in you. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.